Their newest album is called The Front Porch Sessions, debuted at number one on the blues charts,
all the way from Bean Blossom, Indiana.
Please welcome the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
Yeah. good. I know it's early. I was hoping to be a little better. Now, maybe you understand what I said. I said, how the hell are you? There we go. That's a little more like it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from time to time during this show, I'm going to ask for your help. And I need your help right now, all right? You see, I think music is about community. Live music is about community. I can stand up here and regurgitate songs at you all day long, but it's a whole hell of a lot better if you help me out. You understand what I'm saying? I said you understand what I'm saying. That's more like it. That's what I'm looking for. Now, what I need is every man, woman, and child out here right now to put a fist in the air right now. Everybody. Everybody. That's not in the air, sir. That's this. That's like a cat in a Chinese restaurant. I want your fist in the air right now. Up there. Keep it up. so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, this next song is one that's very near and dear to my heart. It really is. Very near and dear to my heart. And I want to say, before I play this thing, this next tune right here, I want to say a couple things about it. First off, you're going to hear a hell of a lot of slide guitar this week, and you've already heard a lot of slide guitar.
That's right.
And I was saying this last night at our show in town. I think I can say with certainty, I give you a guarantee. You've heard a lot of slide guitar, you will hear a lot of slide guitar. But this song right here is going to be the craziest slide guitar song you will hear the entire weekend. Now, I'm serious. We'll see if you agree when it's all said and done. Now, I wrote this song, like I said, it's very near and dear to my heart. I wrote this song about how I learned how to play the guitar, actually. This song's autobiographical, as they say. It's called Front Porch Trained.
Got
good on the front porch. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Oh my goodness. It's so good to be back here at this festival. This is one of the greatest festivals on planet Earth. It really is. We've played in 35 countries and 4 continents. We've played festivals in the far corners of the earth, and I'm telling you, this is one of the best ones there is, if not the best. This is a special one, ladies and gentlemen. A hell of a lineup. Now, we are Reverend Peyton's big damn band. And I know I see some familiar faces here. This ain't our first time at this festival. I see some familiar faces out here. But I know there's some people out there that ain't never seen us before. And so what I'm about to do is really for those folks out there so that they kind of brought up the speed on what's happening up here. Because some of y'all may be looking out there, especially way back there in the edges. You may be looking up here going, wait a minute. There's no bass player up there. I don't understand what's happening. My eyes are playing tricks on my ears, I think. Well, let me explain to you what's happening up here. First off, there's no computer backstage playing any music. There's no iPod. There's no tricky effect pedal. There's no loop pedal. There's no octave pedal. It's just real human hands playing real instruments plugged into speakers. That's all that's happening. A little EQ on the knobs and whatnot, and it's coming right out at you. Now, I picked up this guitar here because it's a cheap-ass guitar. I paid $300 for this in Louisville, Kentucky. It's just a regular old six-string. It's nothing special about it at all. It's tuned just like any old guitar you'd ever pick up anywhere on planet Earth. So what I'm telling you is I could do this on anything. It don't matter. This is just a vehicle for it. You see, I play the old country blues way of picking where your bass player is your thumb. Now, some of y'all are looking at me like still confused. Well, I better just show you, don't you think? Let me show you. You see, like I said, my thumb is the bass player here. While my thumb plays bass, my fingers, they play the lead, the melody, at the same time. Now, let me show you. I'm going to start off kind of easy, and then we'll make it hard. I want your ears to understand before we get hard. Here we go. Thank you. and gentlemen, I'm so sorry about that. That was supposed to be a very swift demonstration, and it descended into just like gratuitous showing off, and I apologize for that. That was terrible. I apologize.
He never does that, folks.
Very rarely do I do that. Man. And you know, the worst part about it is, and I hate to even say this, but the worst part is now anybody that comes up here and plays one thing on a guitar at once, you're going to be bored by it, and I'm sorry about that, too. I run guitars for you. I apologize. What I should do is just get back to singing songs. That's what I think I'll do. This is one of my favorite songs I ever made up. If this song don't make you want to move your feet, there's something wrong with you. It's called Pot Roast and Kisses. But my baby left me, she never said a word. When my baby left, she never said a word. One night she said it was something she heard. Well, she come around me, heart of it falling down. She come around me, I of it falling down. I never seen her, I never turn around. Some people say them white blues ain't tough. Some people say them white blues ain't tough. But if they don't kill you, hell, you might erupt. Well, I never thought you'd treat me this way. I never thought you'd treat me this way. I'm going back to Gary and I'm going back to stay. When my baby left me, she never said a word. When my baby left, she never said a word. One night she said it was something she heard. Well, she caught the wrong plane, heart of the falling town. She caught the wrong and I caught the falling town. I never seen her, I never turned around. Well, my baby left me, she never said a word. My baby left, she never said a word. One night she said it was something she heard. One night she said it was something she heard.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
That song's on our new record. And that's an old Furry Lewis song, actually. I'm going to bring the big damn band back out here. We're going to do my favorite song on our new record. This is one of my favorite songs I ever made up, actually. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this song right here. This song is, like I said, one of my favorite songs I ever made up. For the music video of this song, I set a human being on fire inside of my own house. Maybe you weren't paying attention just now and you thought you misheard that. No, I set a living, breathing human being on fire completely inside of my own house for a music video. That's the kind of person you're dealing with up here. I don't know what that means, but the reason I did it was in the hopes that people would see it and they'd hear this song because I think this song's good. It's called We Deserve a Happy Ending, and I think you do too.
Thank you.
That's on our new record. Thank you so much. Now let's get wild. What do you say? Yeah. I think it's time. This is a back home song. It's called The Bean Blossom Boogie, and it goes like this. my goodness. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Now, you want to have some fun with us now or what? No. Do you want to have some fun with us now or what? You feel warmed up enough yet? What do you say? You see, like I said before, every now and then I'm going to ask for your help. And this time I really need you. You see, let me tell you something. I'm gonna speak plain with you. We can be honest with each other here, right? Where we come from, we speak plain to each other. So I'm going to do the same here. I hope that's okay. This next song is going to kick ass. You understand what I'm saying? No. I'm serious. It is. Let me tell you why. Because we only know how to play it one way. And that way is kick ass. That's right. You're following along. Nice. Good. Now, that means no matter what the hell happens from here to hell and gone, it's going to be about right here. Hat level. Considering the height of the stage and the height of me, that's pretty good. You know what I mean? But I'd like to get it to here. Maybe here. I was hoping for here. In my heart of hearts, I think we can get there. But like I said, it ain't up to me, because I just told you the song's going to kick ass, didn't I? So that means it's up to y'all out there. You follow along now? So, what I need, this song has three verses. What I need from you is verse number one. When I sing clap your hands, y'all are going to clap your hands like this. Clap them! Harder! Stop, hang on, we have a problem. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all, like when you were kids on Sunday, now I'm not asking, pay very close attention. When you were kids on Sunday, whose mom made you go to church on Sunday? Quite a few people. Now, if the guy with the microphone said do something, what'd you do? You did it, that's right. So here's what I need. I need everybody out there in those cheap seats standing up. I need you to stand up for this one song. Rise, just like on Sunday when that guy said stand up.
Yeah, we're talking to you.
We're talking to you, you lazy, yeah, no good dog. Stand up for one song. Reverend Peyton made me stand up and have fun.
I came to a rock and roll concert.
It was terrible. He made me stand up for 3 minutes. Oh, God. It was so bad. All right, now that we're standing up, let's try it again. Clap your hands like this. Okay, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. Just 1, 2, 3, 4. If you clap 5 times or 6 times, it's going to be over the top of me singing, and we can't have that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try it again like this. Oh, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing. Now, I need you to stand up because you cannot sit down and do this next verse. Verse number two, when I sing stomp your feet, y'all are going to stomp your feet like this. Harder. I want you to see like grass and dirt and stuff being kicked up. Up front, kick that thing. Harder. If you got sandals on, you better be stomping both your feet. That's all I can say about it. All right, that's pretty good. All right. Now, verse number three is the most important verse, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not messing around here when I say that this is going to decide how the rest of the song goes, how the rest of our show goes, maybe the rest of our damn lives. You follow what I'm saying? Or at least we're going to pretend that way regardless. So when I sing, scream out loud, you will? All right, now that was pitiful. Now, let me explain. No, it really was, but it might have been my fault. Where I come from, that was mostly hollering. I don't want hollering. I don't want yelling. I don't want you to woo like it's a sorority girl party, please. I want blood-curdling screams. The kind that you make when someone has poured gasoline on your hair and set it on fire. You understand? Let's try it again. I said scream out loud! All right, that's good enough for dress rehearsal. We'll kick it up when the real thing starts. I just got to get my bass player fired up. My bass player, my thumb, starts the song. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, I want to play a song for you. This actually was one that was made famous by a fellow by the name of Bo Diddley. Maybe you've heard of him. But he didn't write this song. It was written by Willie Dixon, one of the greatest American songwriters that ever lived. And I tell you what, he doesn't get enough credit. So I like to give credit where it's due. Look up all the songs Willie Dixon wrote. And if you don't know, you will be amazed. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to write a song, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of different ways. And a lot of people pull out their thesaurus and they try to put as many words as they can in there. Willie Dixon could say more with the title of his songs than most people could say with a whole dictionary worth of words. You know what I mean? He wrote this song in the late 1940s. Bo Diddley kind of made it famous in the 1950s. It's been done by a lot of people. This is our version of it. We like playing this song because we think it's important. It's called You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. You can't judge an apple by looking at the tree. And you can't judge a honey by looking at the bee. And you can't judge a daughter by looking at her mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? You misjudge me. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. You can't judge a sugar by looking at the cane. And you can't judge a woman by looking at her man. And you can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We have time for one more. Okay, one more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special instrument I want to play for you today. This is an axe. It's not a toy. It's not a replica. That's why it's got a cover on it. It's a real axe. You can see videos of me on the internet both splitting wood and playing this thing at the same time. It's not fake, it's real. It's been modified in only three ways. It has three strings on it, that's it. No frets, no nothing, just strings on an axe. Before I play this thing, I want to say thanks again to y'all for having us here. This is the highlight of our year being here, so thank you so much for having us. There's so many good bands on this lineup, it's unbelievable, but I want to say, I have to say that Taj Mahal and Keb Mo are two of my heroes, and I want to say this too. I think that the thing that they taught me the most was that you can play blues music and actually really play songs. It don't have to just be 12 bars and turnarounds, and you know, it can be like real songs. You know what I mean? Both them guys, they play real songs. They don't just noodle around and whatnot. But anyway, I think that they're amazing, and I can't wait to see them later. And I'm gonna be hanging out all damn day. So, but before, I should say this: we're gonna be doing a signing at the merch tent right after our show. So come back here and see us. We're going to be doing a signing back there. So come back here and see us. But, all right, I should quit jawing and get back to picking on this thing, huh? I promised I'd play an axe, so I will. You tell folks you've seen the big damn band. You tell them. You tell them. And we'll see you back there. We're going to be back there as soon as we can by the merch tent. We'll see you back there. Thank you so much.
Dayton's Big Damn Band. Ladies and gentlemen, you just witnessed some dangerous music.
Playing an axe, a real axe.
And a flaming washboard.
Just to name a few things.
Just living on the edge up here.
Woo!
The river.